sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebelele.
Linga livuka njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku 13 Mfufu 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, omunye wababotshwe lonkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe uAuxillia Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Amapolisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini.
Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu khonapho.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane le-coronavirus elizweni izolo. Amapolisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto.
Kodwa okukhalwayo lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedisa amapholisa leli hlobo ukuthi ke ngobani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Omunye wababotshwe lonkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya owake waba ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu eZifa useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe uAuxillia Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlife.com lithi uGift Karanda utshele amapholisa ukuthi unkosikazi Mnangagwa nguye wayemele asuke elizweni legolide leli kodwa wabambeka wasethuma uRushwaya. Sebeyisithupha ababotshwe ngamapholisa phezu kwalolu daba abagoqela amapholisa amabili. Amapolisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini. Lanxa umsakazo weStudio 7 wehlulekile ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi ukuthi sizwe isizathu sokubotshwa kwawo, amakansila la abikwa ebotshelwe amacala enkohlakalo asukele ekuthengisweni kwezitanda zikamanisipala. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi intatheli zindaba ezibalisa uTakunda Mandura owephephandaba le-Open Pali, uMunashe Jokotsa owe-263 Chat, uBlessing Jidakwa weHerald, lo Rukutso Masira baphinde bakhululwa. Amakhansila abotshiweyo la ngawebandla le-MDC. Lanxa iZANU-PF isithi amakansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele, abebandla eliphikisayo bathi uhulumende udinga indlela zokudiliza ibandla labo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomeli weSouthern edalele ePhalamende umnumzana Peter Moyo.
Uyabona into ehluphayo nansi, ama-councillors la ayisiki ukuthi kona bangamasela. Into ezakalayo ikuthi khona bengiyikhuluma namhlanje kuParliament abakade bebona babonile. Sikhuluma ngendaba kaPresident uMnangagwa, into ayikhulumayo ukuthi khona kufuze i-corruption iphele. Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu khonapho. Yiko lapho kule corruption ikhona enkalakatha, yibo ababulala ilizwe. Laba abaphansi laba hayi smoke screen kathi sibabo jibaba phe abantu fair and fine baba opheleni abangazi bathatha abantu bephonga ukuthi kona uyeliyenza i-corruption iphi yangkhona anjho kufuze uqale u-investigate izinto khona uzabopha umuntu usu-investigate lepheli akufuzanga ubophe abantu ukwenzela ukuthi kona u-investigate yikuzama ukuthi kona silahleke ingqondo sikhangelane lento ezingelamsebenzi sishiya into ezingelamsebenzi so mina mbona ukubotshwa kwenziwa ama-councillors zibe ku-full council besiyavalelwa kwaphana bebuthwa behanjwa nabo random ezifi ngabantu ababulela abantu akulunganga khonokho nxa befuna ukuthi kona bayenze umsebenzi wabo kuhle bayaqala bayi-investigate abantu babe sebebona ukuthi kona abantu laba balicala bani yikho ukuthi kona bababophe hhayi ukuphonga ubophe abantu mahlayana mina lokho mbona kuyinto embi kakhulu
uhulumende uthi amakhansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele kodwa abanye bathi le yindlela nje yokuhlukuluza amakhansili e-MDC lokudiliza leli bandla wena ukubona njani
ina ukubona kwami lapha ayisiko ukuthi kona ama-councillors or ama-councils sebekhohliwe umsebenzi wabo hhayi into engiyibonayo lapha yikuthi uhulumende ulo mlandu okunikeza ama-local authorities izimali nxa sokuyezwa ibhajet lokho bagcina ngo-1992 thereabout okunika ama-local authorities imali yokuthi khona imisebenzi ihambe yikho ikansili yayingeke yaba nje lezimangaliso ukuthi khona namhlanje bangavuka sebesisikwanisa ukulungisa imigwaqo khathesi as an example i-city of Harare ifuna $3 million eyokuthi ba-treat imithi eyokuthi khona amanzi abantu bakhwanisa ukunatha amanzi so bayayithatha ngaphi leyo mali ngumlando kahulumende okuthi abanikeze ye yabona nxa udila lezanu ufuze ulimuke ngoba akwaziwa ukuthi khona bazamani enxa yafuna ukufaka ikhomishini babe seberongile kudala wetilasasilahlekile sisemuva sebe sisilwa sodwa sidethisana khonapha izanu yabe yironga besirongele ukuthi kona singababulala njani abantu laba
umnumzana Peter Moyo ngummeli we-Southerton edalele ephalamende ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare kusenjalo wayengukhansila wezibarasekwa osanda kumiswa umsebenzi libandla le-MDCT umnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe utshele usithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 ukuthi ukhulume lamakhansila la esekhululwe
ukuthi amakansila zonke akade ku-full council meeting akade bikhona namhlanje aphongukufikelwa ngamapolisa athathwa wonke ahanjwa labo ku-central police station kodwa ngisizwa sebephumisiwe futhi kodwa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi indaba yangikhona kade ingeyani kanjanga lutho mina bengingekho njengoba kuzazi ukuthi mina sengarikoliwa i-full council meeting eyenziwayo ngamakhansela nyanga yinye ngayinye
eminye impiko ukuthi amapholisa abelandela iziqondiso zenhlanganiso liyane elwisana lenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ena wagcina kulokho kusadingisiswa yini ngenkohlakalo ecouncil
ngigcine kusanjalo i-anti-corruption commission isalandela amakhansela iyindaba zonezobhuweze ze-anti-corruption commission but ukuhanjiswa kwazo angakwanisa ukuthi ngikomente ngowakho ngoba elami igama lalo kade likhona
abathi bakhithiwe bathi batheswe cala bani kuyini okunye okukhulunyiweyo
okuningi kwangikhona kangizwa lutho ukuthi kuhambe njani kumi njani kwesithi vele andawayisa kanti kukuzwa kusasa ngoba besuka ngala abantu kade bengakaqalisi ukukhuluma ngokwakho kakhulu akuwuthwe wonke muntu owakade khona kufuka nzene right lo akade ngikhuluma laye ifoni yami ine siphele imali yasicitha ngingakaqeda ukukhuluma naye ngaphonga ukuthi inoyingizamfonela sokukusasa sengiqedile kuyingkade ngikwenza
lo ngumnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe owayengukhansila wezibarasekwa ubexoxa ecingweni lo Studio 7 eseHarare ugatsha lwezempila kahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane lecoronavirus elizweni izolo abayithoba minwe mbili ngabakobulawayo lasesigabeni semathebelele north lenkabazwe okulenani elifanayo kuthi abahlanu ngabe Harare. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi umphathi ntambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe omnumzana Sibusiso Moyo usecothoze eleBhilitane ngombiko wedale lalelo lizwe othi ububotshwa kukankosazana Henrietta Rushwaya kutshengisa ukubana uhulumende ulenkohlakalo. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi iCommission elwisana lenkohlakalo eZak ikhangelelwe ukubopha amanye amakansila emadolobheni abalisayela kobulawayo lamanye. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Banani sanibanani kuStudio 7, ningabe ninjani nonke boGibbs Dube nabo Ezra Chisa nabo Ngameli Nkomo silumbinyelele lonke ngobuningi benu. Siyajabula nginethanda kakhulu nonke ngokusilethela indaba eziyizwe zeqiniso ezingasoma fake news. Zibuya njengoba zinjalo kona kuke kwenzekile, liyasitshela ukuthi kuyenzekene kungaso fake. Siyabonga zihlobo zami, siyabonga kakhulu, singabantu basemathebelelendi abalandeli benu. Ngithi ngicela ukuphawula lapha ngingakaphawuli nje, ngicela ukuzitsha igama ngingugift Sibanda ngilapha eGoli eAlexander. Ngithanda ukuphawula kancane ngendaba yabo nankagwa le nezane yabo. Ngicela ukuthi ngixwayise kancane izinduna zakithi nami ngingasilutho nginganasikhundla ukuthi njengabaholi bayethu amathebelelendi abangavumi ukusetshenziswa umnankagwa vika amacala akhe ayenzayo ebulala abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Sinezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo bulawa umnankagwa nezane yakhe le baphila namhlanje, yibo abagqugquzela batshela abantu bakithi emathebelelendi ukuthi yenzani kanje yenzani kanje. Abantu bakithi abayekele ukuba yiziphukuphuku, asihlakanipheni singavumi ukusetshenziswa amashona entweni abayenzayo, ngoba lento le kwakungamashona versus mathebelelendi, mashona land versus mathebelelendi. Sibulawa abantu abasemathebelelendi iqala khona le Midlands, kubuthunjwa abantu, kubulawa abantu, abantu beselahlela ezimayini. Namhlanje umnankagwa sebona seziminya ipressure seyithola, sesebenzisa izinduna zakithi ukuthi yizo ezizokhokhela lento le okuvumbulula amathambo abantu ukuthi iyongcwatshwa kuja. Ningavumi, ningakuvumi khona lokhu, ngoba kusasa ngempela ngempela lizohlekwa ngamanye amazwe ukuthi abantu bemathebelelendi bayiziphukuphuku. Nathi singabantu bemathebelelendi siyogcina sesixabana sodwa ngenxa yabaholi bethu abasiphetheyo izinduna zethu ezivuma ukusetshenziswa izano, ngoba thola khona okwezikutholayo ukuthi uma ngabe ungasavumanga ukusetshenziswa izano uzothathelwa khona lokho bakunikeza khona. Yinkinga ekhona esibhekane nayo lapho emathebelelendi. Izinduna zakithi bantu bakithi zakhepshwa izano, zizwa ngezano yonke into ekhulunywa izano. Akuna voice eziyisebenzisa ingqondo yabo ngeyamashona, abakwazi ukuthi besebenzise okwabo umqondo. Lingakuvumi izinduna zakithi, siyanicela nje abaholi bethu lingakuvumi ukuthi setshenziswa izano ukuthi libe yini elikhokhela indaba yombhuqazo yabulala abantu bemathebelelendi kangaka. Izano ayibhekane namacala abo, mnankagwa babhekane namacala beyike ukukhokhela indaba egugrawundi ngoba beyibo ababulala abantu. Abakuvume khona ukuthi basakwenza, siyaxolisa. Bekwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi njengoba lixolisa imithetho yawusebenzi yawudlala indima yabo, ngoba akusiyinto encane ukubulala abantu abayi more than 30,000. Akusiyinto encane, asuka kungabulala amagundwane, kwakubulala abantu. Sibuhlungu kakhulu ngalento le. Abakwazi, abavumi, abangavumi abantu bakithi izinduna zethu, asingakuvumi lokho.
Salubonani kuStudio 7. Lapha ngicela ukubuza nje ngendaba yakaKhalipani Phugeni. Ngizwe ekhuluma lapha ekuseni ethi yena ama-sanction bawacela, kusho ukuthi nguye owazi kabanzi ukuthi bacela beyi-MDCT baya bayacela ama-sanctions lawa. Kusho ukuthi yibo futhi abangaya becela ukuthi aphume ngoba bawacela. Mina ngibona ukuthi ama sanctions la aqala ngo 2000 after iZANU-PF isiluza ama election yasihlukumeza kakhulu opposition party. Engicabanga ukuthi iZANU yayilindeni from 1980 kuze kufike 1990 kuze kufike u 2000 iloke ingalungisa izinto ngoba umnotho waqala ukuwa ngo 1990 masibona kahle. So bathi izinto eziningi mabe khuluma bebodwa asi iZimbabwe ayilungisa into zayo zaseZimbabwe kodwa manje siyayibona gijima kubo SADC gijima kula mazwe abo China ukuthi kaba basize. Engicabanga ukuthi thina kungeke kusisize iZANU ayisilungisele nje kuphela i-human right sibe namalungelo ethu nathi kuphela ezweni lethu. Thina saphuma ekhaya ngabo 1987 sibaleka yona iZANU manje singazi lokho kulungisayo. Sibecela ukuthi lisibuzele lapho ukuthi thina saphuma ngabo 1987 sitshaya igugrawundi abantu abaningi esikulungisile yikuphi? Esicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngasichazela ama-sanction lawo kuthiwa ayafakelwa iZimbabwe. Hhayi, afakelwanga iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe kudala thina sizihluphekela, kudala sihamba siyatshaywa ema-South Africa lapha. I-government ziyasihlukumeza, amapholisa ayasihlukumeza, okwamanje sesihlukumezwa la langabahlali nje ocabanga ukuthi eyenza into eyifunayo. Umuntu neZimbabwe uyamthathela kumbe uyamtshaya kumbe uyenzani, sebeziyenzela kuphela. Kodwa-ke lokho kwakhozelwa iZANU. Ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani baba Dube, salubonani. Ngiyayizwa indawo yakhulunywa sibilindlalele ngokuthi wenzebutswana lapha. Hey, omzagcina bazobakhuluma sibili. Udaba lwabakhona silulubi kakhulu yilolo lokuthi kukhutshwa amakhiwa emapulazini. Bona ngabuyela amakhiwa kunjenje lamna ngagwanqa ngingamvotela. Iproblem isebantwini abangena kakhulu emapulazini, yibo abantu abalohlupho kakhulu abalenkinga. Ukuthi kathe sibathi bengene behluleka lokulima bahamba beyodinga ukudla futhi eziphaleni bona bengahambisanga ukudla eziphaleni. So baba mnangagwena akufanelanga abalaleli labo bantu ukuze xa befisa ukubona leli lizwe livuke. Kangabalaleli abantu abasemapulazini kabakhuphe bise kamakhiwa, yibo bazakwanisa ukuthi belime bebuyele ukudla iZimbabwe ivuke. Noba sikhathele ukuthi lizwe livuke, abantu laba basemapulazini akulanto abayenzayo. Upresident wabalalela kuhle sibili ngesikhathi bekhala ngokuthi bona sebelweli lizwe bafuna ukubuyela emapulazini bethole indawo zokulima. Nanku bayihluleka ukulima. Kathe siyibo babonayo bafaka lama president phakathi nalaba bantu abagcwele phakathi ngoba yibo babefaka izikhala zemidlalo amalanga.
Lawo-ke kungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu lisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Okwamanje-ke sikhangele esivela ngapha kwele Melika. Izolo ilizwe leMelika libe lenani lababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus abafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 83,757 ebelingakaze libonakale selokhu leli gciwane laqhamuka ekuqaleni komnyaka. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele amalanga amahlanu ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Igciwane leli likhanya lizakuba lokwenza ngendlela abantu abazavota ngayo ngoba umongameli Donald Trump esithi abantu bengasabi igciwane leli, kodwa ancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden esithi kulalelwe abezempilakahle abathi igciwane leli liyingozi. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ngempela kuyamphathisa kakhulu umnumzana uJoe Biden ukuthi anqobe kulelu khetho ngoba ukufa kwabantu osokwenzakele la into ebingeke icatshangelwe ngabantu bala e-America abazibona bona bephila ku-first world ukuthi behlulwe ligciwane. Yet abezempilakahle bayacaca ukuthi igciwane leli kumele zikhona indlela esingalinqoba ngalo ezifana lokugqoka amamaski, loku-social distancer, lokungabi kuma-group amaningi. And njengoba sesisiya kusizini yomqando ubusika, siyazi ukubana abantu abaningi babe besezindlini akusekho ama-activity angaphandle amaningi of which igciwane leli lalo lizospreada kakhulu ngoba lispreada kakhulu kuma-confined spaces. So uJoe Biden, I think i-message yakhe i-clear, i-message yakhe I think iya-resonate labantu ukuthi hhayi nangu umuntu at least olozwelo olesineke ovumelana lama-scientist ukuthi hhayi igciwane leli kumele lithathwe serious.
Ubona njani okungenziwa ngumongameli Trump nxa enganqoba kukhetho?
Esh, mina ngokwami ngiyesaba lokucabanga ukuthi uTrump angaba le second term. Ngoba if evele esetshengisa i-arrogance yakhe khona manje yokuthi hhayi mase kunjeakasancenge lawo ungacabanga nje ukuthi ma evele ngasanidi ivoti kutho ukuthi esesenza umathanda I'm sure ukuthi uzomosha into eziningi kakhulu uTrump ngoba okokuqala uTrump ule ngqondo yobandlululo esingathi uyi-racist mthetho wakhe. Sibonile evumelana lama-white supremacist lawa esithi ngabantu abarayithi on both sides bona babesenza udlame bephethe izibhamu imbhobho lani belandi i-protest rally yayisenziwa abantu ababecomplaina ngamastatu.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala ngapha kwele Melika ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia.
Yangihalela ndami ngakubawela story samambela I do it late and yakanyembela
amapolisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Hliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto. Siphoqele ntatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisas Banda ongomunye wabaphethe amalungiselelo omngcwabo wakhe.
Abantu bemzini wakobulawa lokhu behlulukelwe ngokufa kukaCalvin ofeka buhlungu kakhulu ngemva kokunyathelwa yimota ebitshayelwa ngabantu kukhanya abantu bebelabantu abathathu abane phakathi leyo mota. Uthe ehamba le ntombazana yakhe besuka vele abona-ke ibhola kumabonakude emakhandeni cricket club imota le yabuya-ke icitha amalayiti yafika ngani yamnyathela waseyibamba-ke wahlala phezu kwebhonethi yasihamba la yasisima ithe isima yasibile imnyathela ibaleka yasibalekele imota akwazi ukuthi ngabani kodwa-ke abantu kathesi Danile amapolisa athi asaphenya lolu daba saphenya indaba khona basadingisisa kodwa okukhalwayo lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedisa amapolisa leli hlobo ukuthi-ke ngobani ngoba nxa kuyingozi abantu laba ngase bebuyile kudala ukuthi hhayi ingozi kwenzakala ngengozi kodwa kukhanya kwenziwa ngamabomo lokhu ngoba-ke babalekile ubaleka kwabo laba bakhona nxa belalela ngalesi sikhathi bacela ukubana-ke babe ngaphambili ukuze-ke umdeni kaCalvin uhlaliseke ukuze-ke le ndaba-ke iphenywe phele yikho kucelwayo kuZulu ukuthi ongabe sazi olehlobo lomngane umuntu omazi ukubana-ke ulaye waphahleka-ke emoteni leyani yabulala uCalvin ukuthi-ke kabuye ngaphambili umgcini enhliziyo utshiya umntwana oyedwa wasemncane etshiya lo mama wakhe kuyakhala ukuthi hhayi ukwenzela nje labo ukuthi badelise inhliziyo kube labantu laba abachazwayo ukuthi ngobani abakwenzayo obubobunje-ke siyacela-ke kuZulu wonke ukuthi kaphathise.
Sizwa kuthiwa uzabekwa ngesonto umuyi, ungasitshela ukuthi amalungiselelo akhona ahamba njani?
Abahlabeleli bonke ukukhanya basebemanyanisiwe nguye lo jakothwa nguCalvin. Siboneke kakhulu-ke ukubana-ke iprogramu yakhona-ke lamakampani akobulawayo-ke isidumbu sathathwa impilo sithathwa i-Dove Funeral Services. I-Dove yasigcina amalanga amabili yathi hhayi yasigcina mahhala isozibhadalise. Sesisukile lesi sidumbu kwamanje sise-FCG laba-ke bathi bazaphathisa bazagcina kungela lambatalo. I-Dove njalo-ke inikeze ithende elokuthi abantu bahlale khonale ngoCalvin yanikeza la ma-toilet ukuthi abantu basebenze laba ababutheneyo khona ngale ngo-Calvin eluveve. Sibuye njalo sizokubonga ke umuzi omkhulu wakobulawayo, i-City Council yakobulawayo, yona ngokwayo esithe izanikeza i-amphitheatre ukuthi abantu benzele khona iseremoni esingathi benze khona ukuthi bamvalelisele khona abantu. Ngaphambi kwalokho ke ibhokisi likamuyi uCalvin liyayinikezwe njalo ke kungelambadalo inkampani le abayethi Ingwebo Breweries ithenge i-casket ukuthi uCalvin abe khonapho. Laba be-FSG bathe bazayenza lokho kuthiwa i-gun carriage le inqula ethwala amaqhawe ukubana ke ibhode lesidumbu sikamufi uCalvin ngomgqibelo babhode emakhandeni, babhode baye le nkulumane, babuye baye luveve kuthi ngomgqibelo ke emini khona phana benze umdlalwana omncane phambi kwamagrosa angakibo lapha ade sazakala khona khonaphana kubo luveve. Yikho lapho zabo lo mcimbi wakhona omncane ke ngomgqibelo ke. Kukanti ke isidumbu ngemva kwalokho sizabiselwa njalo siye lilala khonale belihlale khona emochari. Kuthi ekuseni ngesonto ekuseni sithathwa ngo-8 sisuke lapha sisuke e-amphitheatre yona esiphiwezwe yi-City Council lakho ke mara kungela mbadala. Lapho kuzenziwa khona ke lokho kuthiwa yi-service yakhe. Kuqedwa lapho ke sesithwala ke isidumbu sakhe ke kwenziwe le mdlalo, bagide bahlabele abahlabeleli bakobulawayo. Ngemva kwalokho kusuke sokuqondwa ke emangcwabeni e-Lady Stanley ephiwe njalo ngumuzi wakobulawayo mahala. Kuthiwana kuyabongeka ngoba ke kakubhadaliswanga, into eziningi zibuye kalula kakhulu ke. Ama-t-shirt sebevunyelwe ke abantu ukuthi aprint wonke umuntu agqoke i-t-shirt legama likaCalvin ukuthi alale ngokuthula njalo. Le roadshow lingayikhohlwa ke ingomgqibelo umngcwabo ungesonto lapha ngcwatshelwa khona Lady Stanley ukuthi ubana ke nezikhathi zabo 11-12 emini khona phana ngesonto. Yikho lokho esilakho ngendaba kamuyike uCalvin.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Siphinde saxoxa lomhlabeleli wakobulawayo uKhulekani Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
UCalvin Benyimazi njengomunye wabaculi abakade sebekuzinga eliphakemeyo khonapha edolobheni lakobulawayo lelizweni leZimbabwe nje jikelele. Yabe sekule minyaka ethile ngimazi silokuxoxisana lapha lalaphana. So bengimazi kakhulu njengomculi oyenza kahle kakhulu kujanre yona leya kadekiyo eye hip hop.
Lo ngumhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCooksman Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
First of all, it was the language that I sang in. It didn't really bring me the fortune that one expects, you know.
Ngesizwe ingoma kamuyi uCalvin Hliziyo, ingoma ethi If I Was A,
the prophets and all. So it's partly why I left music, because
Skiri po flow iri po hanizwa uno imba but I swear my emotions yako ari po swaga iri po femi po ndo farira zwa uno but my concern is back rakosha zarisi boka dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri uko dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri uko.
With all this credits in the pocket, my nigga, I still made it, yeah. Into the top 10 in the country, dog, and I'm still here, yeah. At the peak, moving in circles, trying to figure it out. Where to go from here, cause when you're up here, it's different. What? From when you're coming up, trying to be the best. But when you become one, you always want a day. What's next? What's next? Should I continue doing music for likes and retweets? Do shows, be famous, but still what about catching ETs? Nah. I never fell off, I just been thinking of giving up. What? You ain't even know how it is here, cause you ain't catching up. Yes. You get tired of bragging about the number one position. When you're a breadwinner, your concern is bringing the bread home. So, understand this new approach of mine. Cause for my city, for many years, I've been going hard. I've been putting on for people who wanna bring me down. That's why I was singing Scott, I wish I was
there. Lesizwe kawe lakobulawayo Calvin Hliziyo ke lo esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje.
singakagqibi uhlelo lwalamhlanje othi sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Omunye wababotshwe unkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilia Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje livalelisayo nguChris Gandhi.